Well, on this week's show, we have Disney news about Sleepy Hollow's return, new Marvel Land coming to Disneyland, and new Mickey Donuts headed to Shanghai, and so much more, all on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing? Welcome to another scintillating episode of the Disney Parks Podcast. How are you doing today, buddy? You doing well?
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
As always.
Excellent. I'm doing fine myself. What Disney things did you do this weekend?
We had a meetup.
It was... good Lord, it was so good. Yeah. Are you showing pictures?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait, I should.
I'll talk while you work. Yeah. So we had our Disney Parks Podcast / Disney by the Numbers / WW Park Hoppers meetup of the month over at the Pool Barn Grill, PB&G over at the Four Seasons Resort. Chef Mikey and his team, thank you so much. I mean, yeah, the food was amazing. They brought a couple rounds of appetizers.
Oh, yeah.
They brought smoked coffee.
Oh, yeah.
They brought smoked coffee fixins.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Rita and Bailey's and Jameson's. And they brought the greatest dessert ever to the table.
Ever.
The dessert was so great, the people at the table next to us ordered one. So we had a great time. We had 10 people showed up. We had about 5 people that we knew were coming, but some things popped up at the last second. So it was a smaller group, but I had a buddy of mine show up. We had some old friends come back. We had a new person was there. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Had a great time. Perfect day for a meetup. We were outside. Yeah. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold.
High.
Oh, it was so good. So perfect. It was great. Are you still working on the pictures?
Yeah, I'm pulling them up now. So let's go to...
So for those of you who are not watching the live show, we do a live show every Monday night, facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast, where we get to do all sorts of shenanigans and you actually get to watch us do the show live. So Tony is pulling up pictures.
Yep. So this is the group shot of everybody.
Yep. So we had a great looking group of people.
That was the group shot.
Yep, had a good time. Are you doing some food right now?
Yep, let me pull up some food. This was the rotisserie pulled chicken tacos.
Yes, oh my God.
So they start at 9 o'clock in the morning, rotisse this slowly on a spit.
Yep.
This chicken all day long with some nice homemade guac and some sour cream.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was like feta, I think. Crumbled on there.
And it was handmade tortillas, so they literally, like, you take a bite and they'd explode. They were just so delicate, and the chicken was unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, it was really, really good.
This is my beer. What was that beer called? It was a Crooked Can.
Workaholic?
No, the pineapple one.
Oh, no, it was Funky Buddha Pineapple Blonde. Okay. Or Pineapple Beach, excuse me. Okay. Funky Buddha down in Oakland Park in Fort Lauderdale area. It's my favorite beer company on the planet. They're amazing.
Right.
So they had that. Do you have a picture of the other appetizer?
Let's see. No, I don't.
They brought out a bowl, and forgive the name. We call them ass fries. But they were
waffle fries.
They were waffle fries with queso cheese, topped with pulled barbecue pork and fresh cut jalapenos, of which I did not eat. But the reason we call them ass fries is because when you eat them, they go straight to your ass. So so we had that as an appetizer. Then we had the chicken. And then we ordered food, which was probably a huge mistake. stupid mistake. Because we were all stuffed. Do you have a picture of the dessert?
I don't have a picture. I couldn't find.
All right.
Do you have one on yours?
I do, but it's not going to help you out.
Oh, okay.
So let me describe this to you. Can I describe it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Imagine a good foot and a half by foot and a half cutting board, on top of which is a mini keg. You know, a mini thing like you would think that would come out of whiskey or bourbon. But the top of it was cut in such a way that they had like a sterno can, like the gel sterno, and it had a little metal grate, and the sterno was lit. And all around the can on this cutting board was graham crackers and marshmallows and Hershey bars and peanut Reese's cups and white chocolate and different chunks of combo chocolate chips and oh my god. And so basically it was your own little s'mores deal.
Board.
And we just we were like a pack of dogs on a one-legged cat. It was sad.
I didn't eat any of that.
You didn't?
Because I mistakenly ordered a whoopie pie.
Yeah, and I heard the whoopie pie was good though.
It was very good.
I'm glad you enjoyed the whoopie pie. Yeah. You didn't have one s'more?
I didn't. I just had my whoopie pie.
Dude, I had enough for both of us, trust me.
Yeah.
It was amazing. At one point, I took one of the Reese's cups, stuck my little tongue in it, put it over the flame, half melted it, and then put a marshmallow on it, then put that on the graham cracker.
Wow.
It was stellar, I tell you. It was stellar. Wow. I think the cost on that was only like $22. It was totally worth it.
Yeah,
it was
totally worth it. They did treat us very well.
I'm not going to... Well, they
did. Joel and Chef Mikey.
Yeah, they didn't charge us for that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's the price.
They didn't charge us for a couple of things.
Yeah, a couple things. But they treated us very nice. Yeah. So that is the that was the meetup this weekend. After we got done with that, we went over to Art Smith's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ordered
had more food.
Cocktail and an appetizer because it's all we could fit in. Hung out with some friends there. We stopped by the pig, said hi to everybody.
Right.
The polite pig. What else did you do? Did you do anything else Disney this weekend?
No, that was it. That was it. Kind of just chilled.
Well, that's cool.
Chillaxing.
Then Sunday was just a busy day. Just did my stuff on Sunday. So, yeah. So, you know, send us an email, DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a comment. What'd you do this weekend, Disney?
Yeah. Let's know.
Lots going on. Probably. Well, I think we're going to go see Black Panther this weekend for the first time.
Ooh, in forever.
We're going to go see Black Panther. So
I'm not contributing to the billion-dollar franchise. I'm going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's a good movie. All right. What else we got?
Ready?
That's it. That's all. That's all we got. Yeah. Nothing else?
That's it?
All right. Nothing else we can do, my friends, but to get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Well, you've heard about the Harris Poll, right?
I have.
I have too. Disney ranks very high in the Harris Poll for corporate reputation. And who wouldn't? You're going to give your CEO $423 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a high reputation too.
Yeah.
The Walt Disney Company has climbed to number five in the 2018 Harris Poll reputation, quoting a leading study that quantifies the reputation ratings of the 100 most visible companies as identified by United States consumers. Excuse me, Disney, which ranked seventh in 2017, received high marks from consumers in several categories, including financial performance, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Who was number one? Do you know?
No.
Vision and leadership at number four.
Right.
The Harris Poll identifies companies that are top of mind with the American public and examines how those businesses are perceived in the modern culture. Study surveys customer rank of the 100 most visible companies based on their reputation in six categories: emotional appeal, product and services, social responsibility, vision and leadership, workplace environment, and financial performance. The top five: Amazon, Wegmans, Tesla,
Chick-fil-A, and Disney. So Amazon was number one.
Yep. And now you know why I like Wegmans. They are number two.
Are they going to bring them down here?
They're at South Carolina. They're getting closer and closer to Florida.
Now, are they nationwide?
No. They're just down the eastern seaboard.
That goes to tell you how slanted these things are.
Because
there's nobody in California who's like, I like Wegmans.
There is down the eastern seaboard and as far as like State College, Pennsylvania. That's it.
Wow. So this must be, the Harris poll must be coming out of what, New York?
Maybe.
just a guess. Yeah. If I had to guess.
I mean, and Amazon is Amazon. I mean,
right.
You can't, you know, the 500-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah.
It's a 500-pound gorilla. Literally, this is the movie WALL-E. Amazon will be WALL-E. Or
right.
By and large, by the time this airs.
Truth. Very yeah. True.
And Mr. Tesla. Elon Musk is trying to take over the world too.
Man, he's succeeding actually, from what I understand.
And Chick-fil-A, I just don't get. It's good food, but really number four? I don't know. It just seemed very weird.
Yeah. Well.
And
they're only open 6 days a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know.
So. Got to be something to that whole God thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why we're talking about Halloween stuff in
because it sells out in 5 seconds.
But we are.
Yep.
And actually, somebody told me that they had a lot of fun at this event last year. Mm-hmm. Might have been Susan and James, or somebody.
It's Diane, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. Somebody just told me about this.
I don't remember.
So the return to Sleepy Hollow at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground begins September 28th.
Yay!
That's actually pretty late for a holiday.
I know.
Event for them.
At Disney, anyway. Jeez.
Yep.
Considering Halloween starts August.
Yeah. So the return to Sleepy Hollow includes a group viewing of the 1949 Disney animated classic film, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, inside the resort's historic Tri-Circle D Ranch stables. Won't it smell like horsey poop in there?
Well, kids, that's what early life smelled like.
And during event nights, you will be able to see galloping ghosts and experience an up-close and personal encounter with the Headless Horseman.
Nice.
I think you get a photo next to the horse and the horseman.
Mm.
The return to Sleepy Hollow begins on September 28th at Disney Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds. And then it continues September 28th through the 30th, October 3rd through the 7th, October 10th to the 14th, October 17th to the 21st, 24th to the 31st. And you have two showings, one at 8 p.m. and one at 10 p.m.
Nice.
Also, new this year.
Ooh.
They're throwing a bonus. Disney's kicking it up a notch.
Showing us a bone over here.
They're plussing it up. They will be offering a dessert party at 9 p.m. after the movie. So if you're viewing the 8 p.m. show or prior movie, you'll be viewing the later show.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
Get the kids all sugared up. They're not going to want to sit through a movie.
Yeah.
Now, is it just watching the Sleepy Hollow part? Or are they going to show because that's a two-part movie. It also comes with Mr. Toad.
Yeah, no. It's just the Sleepy Hollow part.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an event.
I thought they would have done this at Chippendales area
because
they can project on the stage there, but I guess they wanted inside. It might be colder in October. Yeah.
It's an event that I can't attend.
Why?
If
you're allergic to horses.
If it's inside the stable, I will die. And I'm not over exaggerating. I literally had such a horrible allergy attack when I was younger that I almost had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
It was no bueno.
No, but no. Okay, we spoke about our last meetup. We got another meetup coming up. April 21st, we are going to Disney Springs. We are going to Star Wars, The Void. If you would like to join us, you have to go buy a ticket at thevoid.com. And they are $29.95. It's a VR experience, and what my our friend James says is that a very high frame rate.
Sweet.
So it's going to be real.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait.
So it's going to be interesting because, you know, a lot of people get nauseous with the heads of thumb. We're going to find out.
I'm going to give it all I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to puke all over the place if I don't.
All right. Then on May 26th, we're going to the Baseline Tap House. We're going to meet there at 7 p.m. See if we can get like a table maybe outside or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I think we should stroll over and see if we get a little glimpse of the fireworks, the Star Wars Galactic fireworks.
Not going to get any complaints fireworks. Out of me. That's yeah. great.
I love when the ship comes in overhead.
Yeah. It's all about Star Wars in this show.
Yeah. Then June 23rd, we have a little change up in our plans.
Yep.
We're going to go to Port Orleans, the French Quarter, and we're going to have beignets.
Yep. We're going to go get a tray of beignets.
Yeah. Go get a couple dozen beignets.
And see how many people we can attract.
Yeah. Like flies.
Oh, my gosh.
Like flies to sugar. We're going to do that. We're going to do that June 23rd at 2 p.m. So,
sweet.
So mark your calendars for that if you're in town. Come out and see us and have a beignet on us. Sweet. I will say there is the other place across the street with the other movie things they do there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In their little walk-around area where there's food, a new place opened up.
Really?
Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Disney Springs.
Yeah, no. They make some crazy donuts.
Yeah.
They're really over only on the West Coast. They got like six places on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Portland, I think.
Yeah, Portland, big? LA, yeah. And Seattle, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And now there's one over here.
Yeah. Did you go?
No, but I heard they had a 40-minute wait for donuts this weekend.
That's not shocking. I've been hearing about Voodoo Donuts for the last year.
Yeah.
Of course, you know,
yeah.
I'm buddies with a friend whose wife works there, so I hear about
it
a lot. Yeah. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if you want to be a blogger or photographer or help us take videos or anything to do with the show, you know, giving us news from one of the parks in Paris or Tokyo,
yep.
So we don't have to go scouring the internet. A first-person perspective is always nice.
Sure.
Send us an email at the email address down at the bottom there, disneyparkspodcast@gmail.com.
And I just want to throw out there, guys, look, this is not a paying gig.
Yeah.
This is not a paying gig for us. Please don't send us your
name
resume.
And lights.
Just don't send us your resume. We're not hiring.
Yeah.
we got a couple of resumes. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's not that kind of gig.
Yeah.
Can you write and can you put pictures or can you do video stuff? That's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
That's
somebody,
a very small commitment.
Yeah. You wanna tell a story or two, but you don't want to go into full on blog mode. We just want to be able to share your stories.
Yeah, I think Kara had a good idea. The newbie perspective, I think, would be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some of those articles.
Yeah. Okay, listen to the show on Amazon Echo or Amazon Dot or Google Home or any one of those devices. All you have to do is say the name of the show, Disney Parks Podcast, bop, 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 and it will spool up like magic.
Do you have to say bop, bop, bop?
Nope. Okay. Bop, bop, bop is free.
Oh, sweet.
Don't forget to go visit our store at DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We have some things over there. I'm looking to get rid of those shirts. So if you like one of those shirts, if you see a shirt there that you might like and you don't like the price, email us and we can negotiate. I'm just looking to get rid of them. They're, you know, one-off sizes on some shirts that we have left over from various reasons.
It's $10.99. OBO.
Yeah, sure. I'll, you know. John has a book. It's 100 bucket list things to do in the Magic Kingdom.
This is a horrible comedy act. Yes, it's bucket 100 list things of Disney Walt Magic Kingdom. That's exactly
it.
That's exactly what it is. Go Google that, see what happens.
I should just fly up the books.
You should.
Why do I torture myself?
I don't know, because it's fun to watch, actually, to be honest with you. It's hilarious to be really honest with you. It's 101 things to do. It's the bucket list. 100 things to do with the Magic Kingdom. Look at Tony looking all. There you go. Do it, Vanna. Bam.
Look at this.
The Disney bucket list. Look how sexy that book is.
100 ways to experience the Magic Kingdom.
That's right. You can go to www.parkhoppers.com.
Well,
hang on, boss. Let me talk about one at a time. You go to www.parkhoppers.com. You get that one. I'll sign it for you. You can also find it on Amazon. Or if you'd like to get to... Oh, good job. Good job. Or if you want to... yeah, that's right. Okay, stop. caressing it a little too much. Tony also has a book. It's called, shockingly, Disney by the Numbers. You can find it at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can get a copy there. You can also get a copy on Amazon. But if you order it through Disney by the Numbers, Tony will sign it and he will number it. And Tony has a very special list.
Just like I did Mr. Iger's.
Mr.
That I got
Iger.
Back in the mail.
Do you send it back to you?
Yes.
Thanks, but
with
no thanks.
With a letter from the legal department.
Please stop sending him books. You can check that out at DisneyByTheNumbers.com for Tony's book or www.parkoffers.com for my book. Both worthy of your Disney library.
If it's in my Disney library.
Totally.
Yeah.
They were. They're, and both your books, or your book and my books, in my Disney library. Yeah. Touch us in the morning and then just walk away.
Sure.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. More news.
All right. Fairy Tale Fireworks, a sparkling dessert cruise, has been extended, shockingly, through June. On Fridays and Saturdays from April 8th through June 29th, the iconic double-stacked ferry boat will once again be magically transformed into a fairy tale vessel where guests can enjoy specialty desserts and beverages, then finish off the evening with a viewing of happily ever after fireworks over the Magic Kingdom from the unique vantage point of the Seven Seas Lagoon. Reservations are required and can be made either online or by calling 407-WDW-DINE. The experience must be paid in full at the time of booking and is available for $99 per person.
It's not too bad.
For adults, $69 for children 3 to 9 per person. That's including tax and gratuity. Annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members receive a 10% discount.
You know, here's the weird thing, because they were doing this, I think, when we took our fireworks cruise.
Yep.
And, you know, they go and they park. But they don't park. I would have thought they would have parked sideways, you know, because then more people could be lined up to see it rather than parking head on, where then you have to fill the two front ends of the boat.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. So I just thought that was weird. If anybody's interested in doing the fireworks cruise, maybe this summer or this early fall, mm-hmm. Email us, because I'd like to get a group of people together and do it again. We did it, 2 years ago? I think that's when we went Holly
for
the first time. I'd like to do it again, because I think it's a lot of fun. They pipe in the music on the boat, and you get free drinks and free snacks.
Sweet.
Which is always a nice thing.
Yep, it's awesome. Yep. It's truly awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, last week we had a trivia question. How did Walt's brother, Roy, propose to his wife, Edna?
He built an Egyptian-style pyramid in his backyard and lit it aflame.
No. Oh,
damn it.
He actually telegraphed her.
Will.
You.
You.
Mary.
Did it, Mary?
Me.
No. Will you bury me? No, stupid. Will you marry me? Oh,
yeah. That was
how romantic.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe he was in the war and wanted to marry his wife before he got shot. I don't know what year this was. So
I'm
doing more research.
She was in Missouri, and he was in L.A.?
Yeah, could be. Man,
I have to read the book again. Yeah. I remember hearing that story going, he did what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's romantic, women. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Diamond ring? Yeah, anybody could do that.
Yeah.
He telegraphed it in. Literally.
It's like skywriting it in.
He emailed it.
Yeah.
He emailed it. He texted you.
Yeah. All right, this week,
who won?
Emma is the winner, and it's in the mail, Emma. All right, so what, this is this week's trivia question. What was the last year that Walt Disney himself did the voice of Mickey Mouse?
Now, is this a trick question?
No.
No, the reason I ask that is because that Disney movie came out a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
actually had his voice in it.
No. It's not true.
You're not counting. No, you're not counting. Get a horse.
No.
Okay. No. I will say 2000 and 1990s.
He has a voice box from the grave.
Okay. All right, fine. I don't have a clue.
All right. If you know the answer, send it to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, guys. We just got done doing our Patreon live show, which is one of the great benefits that we offer for our Patreon group, the people who help support the show, keep the show live, let us do crazy things like, I don't know, buy a couple dozen beignets, things like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to sign up, support the show financially, not only will you get the live show, not only do you get access to a private Facebook group, you also get some pretty cool rewards. We've got a great reward system depending on how much you want to support us each month. You're shaking your head?
No,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, we do.
No.
No, we do. We seriously do. I looked.
Yeah.
We helped create it. We could do that. We have that. I'm nervous. You can go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And you can sign up for there. You get all sorts of exclusive content as well as ad-free shows. Now, unless you're watching live here every Monday night, mm-hmm. We do the live show for everybody, but we got a lot of extra stuff. We edit all that out. We put the show together, but for our Patreons, there's no ads. You don't have to sit through those wonderful ads from our great sponsors, but I know that could be a little, you know, in this age of no commercials, I can see that could be a little challenging. But sign up for there, patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you can be like our awesome group of Patreons, James, Christy, Grant, Ernie, Stacy, David, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, Willie, Michael, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and Katie.
I feel like we should do this like Romper Room, you know, with the magic mirror.
I see Ron. I see Jeremy.
maybe. Yeah, guys.
We have to get the music.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, that's it. Anything else we need, John?
I don't think so. Just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Looking forward to meeting you guys at a meetup or maybe in the park sometime. Make sure you visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Always find us at Facebook, Disney Parks Podcast, Twitter at Disney Podcaster, and Instagram at Disney Parks Podcast, and the Tube of You at Disney Parks Podcast.
That's right.
Yep.
And as we like to say around here, we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.